going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is Jones and Keefe.
With the fourth pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Will Campbell, tackle, LSU.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
You ready for the newest Patriot, Keefe?
I guess so. Yeah.
What do you mean you guess? You're supposed to be excited.
I am. Well,
this is your guy.
I know it is my guy. It's not a defensive guy, so I'm not mad. I'm not going to stamp my foot. I'm not upset about it.
But you're not excited.
But as the weeks were going on, I was talking myself more into one of these dynamic skill guys and then trading for a tackle or maybe even getting one later in the first round. I'm not – by no means am I anti-Will Campbell. We did the whole love it or hate it thing. I actually did vote love it at that time, but it was the most like, because I don't hate it, I guess I have to vote love it.
I loved it.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I do. They need a left tackle, and you just better hope that he is a left tackle. If he's a left tackle, that removes some of the sting. The second you move him into guard, then it becomes a waste of a pick.
So, look, I voted hate it.
No, I know you. Yeah.
I would still today vote hate it. Unlike all you frauds out there.
This is shocking.
This is a joke. It's honestly a joke. We put out a show poll. We did a number of these
on
prospects.
Yeah.
Over the course of the last 2 weeks. Hate it or love it. We'll revisit the full thing at 11:45 today. But we did a series on this of all the different prospects for a reason, because we know you're frauds. We could see it coming a mile away. And so when we asked, 56% of Patriots fans hated the idea of Will Campbell at 4.
Yeah. Hated it.
That's the majority.
Just for some context.
That's the majority.
92% would have loved Abdul Carter.
Yes.
84% would have loved Travis Hunter.
Including the Jaguars.
More fans would have loved Ashton Jeanty or even Tyler Warren, who fell a little bit last night.
He did.
Okay? So, like, Campbell at best was 5th out of all these names we threw around. And now today, the Greg Hill Show did a great job with this today. They put out a show poll. Do you love or hate the pick? 85% now love it.
Love it.
I love it.
How did that happen?
They saw him in that green suit.
How did that happen?
He's on the Patriots now.
He said he'd die for Drake May, and so that's why. That was it. You guys are that easy?
He does say all the right things.
You guys have no convictions and no beliefs and no stick-to-itiveness when it comes to a take and an opinion?
Yeah.
From 56% hate to 85% love?
I'm not shocked.
I'm shocked. That swing shocks even me.
That was like 2 years ago. If you asked somebody if Matt Judon was good, what would they say?
Oh, he's the best.
And if you asked them last year, what would they think?
Guy
sucks, never was good. Yeah. Like, that's just how it goes. When they're on your team, you like them a lot more. When they're not, all of a sudden they're not as good as they were. But yeah, the Will Campbell one, he hasn't even played a game yet. He just simply got drafted, and it was like, yeah, I love the pick. It's like, do you really love the pick? It seems like, and I know Vrabel tried to, you know, spin it like, you know, he had said pre-draft that in a perfect world, you get best player on your board that also fills a need. And I had a feeling they were going to try to talk themselves into that. We'll never know. We don't know exactly. They're not going to release their big board to see what it is. But there are certain guys out there. Like Field Yates had Will Campbell really high, probably the highest of anybody.
Because yeah, we were going Yates, through when we talked to him, he had him fifth.
So
Jeremiah and Kuiper both had him more like 10th.
Right. Yeah. So he's a top five prospect by maybe one evaluator, and he's more like a top 10 prospect pretty unanimously, top 10 or 12 across the board, and then you take him fourth. So it does feel like a little bit of a reach. It also feels like they probably couldn't have traded down, but I'm not going to kill him for that. And the reason is, if they really did like him, don't mess around with it. Don't get cute and then have somebody snipe him at six. So if they really like Will Campbell, and I assume that they do, if they're going to take him at number four, I think you could have done a lot worse last night.
So, you know, there's a few things I want to get into here today. Apparently they had a late meeting with Will Campbell that kind of pushed this over the goal line.
They measured him one more time?
Well, if you're still visiting with him, Jeremy Fowler had this tweet yesterday. Vrabel talked about it last night. We're going to play you some audio coming up here on Jones and Keefe. But Jeremy Fowler said their brass traveled to Louisiana in recent days to visit with Will Campbell. New England has been linked to him, blah, blah, blah. So that came out early in the day yesterday, and Vrabel was asked about it last night. And if you really have conviction and belief, you're not sitting there trying to move down, which Vrabel also said they were listening, but they didn't get a lot of calls. You're not visiting with him last second if you really have conviction and belief. And that's fine. How could you have conviction and belief in a guy with unprecedented, borderline unprecedented short arms for a tackle? Not just a left tackle, for an NFL tackle, borderline unprecedented short arms.
But he might also have unprecedented snarl. he does seem to have a bit of a snarl to him.
There's some snarl.
Yeah, you want snarl.
There's snarl, there were tears, there was a range of emotions last night.
Listen, he's hot, he's cold, you're drafted, that's a lot to take.
So here's what I want to push back on, and we can get into all your thoughts, 617-779-7937. Do you think the arm length is insignificant? This is a left tackle, you love the pick. Or are you sticking to your guns, most of you, hating the pick before the Patriots made it? We'll hear from you all day long. Again, 617-779-7937. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We'll be doing a lot today. Top 5 Friday. We'll give you the top 5 players left on our boards, the Jones Big Board, the Keefe board over there. Who are the top 5 options at pick 38 tonight? Because the Pats will be back on the clock sometime in the 7 o'clock hour tonight. We'll go around the rest of the draft, some other moves that happened that are interesting. Plus, we'll get to the Friday 4-pack at 11:30. So stay tuned for all of that. But this idea that it's okay if he moves to guard.
No.
And the short arms, you never really saw the impact. I've seen a lot of people saying that today. Well, you never really saw the impact because he didn't give up a lot of sacks, which
that's
is true.
Not T-Rex.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
You didn't see the impact in college because he didn't give up a lot of sacks. That's not true. And I've referenced this video a bunch. It's a Shamar Stewart cut-up with Will Campbell where he never actually got to the quarterback, but he was constantly collapsing the pocket, and people trumpeted that as like a good video and a good look for Campbell going against another first-rounder. And I thought it was a terrible look for him. He allowed 18 pressures last year and also had 9 penalties, the second most in the draft. So it's not that there were no warning signs.
Right, right, right.
This is the thing. In college, they didn't rear their ugly heads. But he told us in a video the other day, LSU wasn't sure he was a tackle. LSU, when he came in, wasn't sure he was a tackle. He told us the other day when he got to Green Bay, teams are looking at me as a guard. And on top of that, it's like, okay, well, you allowed a bunch of pressures and you had a bunch of penalties in college. Will those things turn into sacks? And will you have to move inside in the NFL because players are bigger, stronger, faster? That is the fear with him.
Yeah, if he's a guard, it's a horrible pick. Like, I thought drafting Cole Strange late in the first round was a horrible pick as a guard. Logan Mankins was a little bit different because a lot of people will throw Logan Mankins at you and be like, well, he was a first-round pick. He was the last pick of the first round for a team that had won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years or whatever. Like, the team was a wagon. They needed that guy. Even then, it seemed like a slight reach. You were like, really, that's what you're doing? And then he was awesome. So I'll give you that. He was awesome. And, you know, Quentin Nelson's great. But look at most of the Pro Bowl guards. Look at the all-pro guards. You can find them elsewhere. In fact, the last time the Patriots had 2 stud guards was Joe Tooney and Shaq Mason. And those were day 2, day 3 draft picks. So I hate the idea of, guys, this actually isn't that bad of a pick because worst case, he's a good guard. I don't want a guard. I don't want a guard with the 4th pick
either.
In the draft. When you're watching guys like, you know, Ashton Jeanty and Tyler Warren, et cetera, get drafted after him. So if he is a good starting left tackle, then it is a win. And that's what you got to be banking on. Every team that took a player in the top 10 is saying, all right, this guy is going to be an all-pro someday. That's at least what you're going to be hoping for in the top 10. And it better be at left tackle. And if he struggles early and they immediately kick him inside, that's a horrible sign, because that means the whole time that's what they were thinking. If he struggles early on at left tackle, but they work with him and they keep him at left tackle, that to me would make me feel a lot better.
So a bunch of texts already rolling in. 617-779-7937. Guys, his arms are not that much shorter than Matt Light. Light was pretty good, right? Well, Light was a second-round pick because people thought he might have to bump into guard. He didn't have to, but he wasn't the fourth overall pick. We also get these. Oh, Dante Scarnecchia says arm measurement doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't he know more about you or know more than you about coaching the offensive line? Well, of course he does. The Patriots also thought Isaiah Wynn was a left tackle.
Yeah, Dante's the great. Dante's the GOAT, but Dante, by all accounts, picked Isaiah Wynn.
I'm just saying they thought Isaiah Wynn was going to be fine. Wynn sucked, and that was a pick in the 20s, and there were the same questions about his arm length and would he be a guard and would he have to kick inside. So sometimes, even the best at it, Scarnecchia, are wrong. And I have a specific example for you with a player with similar questions. And so Dante can brush off arm length all he wants. Matt Light. Logan Mankins. Logan Mankins had to play guard. He was a college tackle who
and
had to play
Matt
guard.
Matt Light's wingspan to play this game, I think, was 80 inches.
Okay.
And Will Campbell's was 77 3/8.
Okay. So, that's not even close.
So, Matt Light is on the small end, and it's still whatever it is bigger than Will Campbell.
And he was pick 50 or whatever. I'm way more willing to take the round, the roll of the dice there than at pick 4.
Yeah, if you took Matt Light at 4 overall, people would have been like, what on earth is happening right now? But, so... Yeah, I think what you have to kind of bank on, and if you're going to sell yourself on it, you can't ignore all these numbers. But you got to say, could he be the guy to sort of change that talk? Could he be the exception of the rule? But that's what you have to hope. I don't think you can just throw the numbers out. It's like we were saying the other day, when you drafted Kyler Murray, and you were like, he's 5'8 or whatever, you couldn't be...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It doesn't matter. You'd have to be like, well, he has to be extra special to be good. Because that obviously did matter for a long time. I think the overall average height of the quarterback has probably come down a little bit. Just with all these different guys, playing the position, Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield, Drew Brees, whatever. But for Will Campbell, you can't just be like, it doesn't matter. It does matter, but maybe he's going to have to be the exception of the rule.
So does he have to be a left tackle? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Is it a misevaluation if he's not a left tackle? Vrabel was asked that directly last night. We'll get to that coming up. Are you happy with the pick either way? If you were one of those who's changed your mind from hate to love just because the guy was purely picked by your team at pick 4, we'd like to hear from you as well.
Explain yourself.
Again, 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, a couple of clips here. Vrabel was asked directly last night, is he going to be a left tackle? Here's what he said.
Mike, is he a left tackle?
Yeah, that's where he started, and he's a left tackle, and that's what he's played. That's what he's done, and so he'll come in here and he'll compete to be the left tackle just like everybody else is going to compete for their spots. That's what we're trying to create here. It is something that there's competition at every position, and that our players believe that the best players are going to play.
Okay. So he's going to come in. He's going to compete. Yeah, he was a college and left tackle, college left tackle in the SEC. He's going to come in. He's going to compete. That's where he's going to start. We'll see. A lot of people have referenced this. We brought it up at various points. Number one, there were not a lot of good drafts when he was in Tennessee. How much say Vrabel had in that, we can debate. But the fact of the matter is there weren't a lot of good drafts there. And the one that probably got everybody fired in Tennessee Vrabel's last draft there was Peter Skoronski at pick 11 at a Northwestern who they thought was a tackle. He wasn't a tackle. He was a guard.
not even a very good one
at that.
No, that's tough.
And so Vrabel already has a bad track record with this. But they're going to have him come in. They're going to have him compete. If he's a left tackle for a year, Keith, and then has to kick inside. You started hearing this a lot. And by year two, he's a guard, but he gets you through this year, and you've upgraded your offensive line. Is that worth it in a bad draft?
No.
I don't think so either. But you hear that sometimes. We're like, oh, well, he'll play tackle for you this year, and then he'll kick in, and he'll be a Pro Bowl guard.
No, another guy that moved positions, it's a little bit apples to oranges, but when they took Devin McCourty, he was a really good corner for a year, and then they had to move him to safety. And obviously, corner is a much more valuable position than safety. They still drafted him in the 20s, though. So it was a little bit easier to be like, all right, we have to move you off of this really premium position, and then you're still going to be a really good impact player. At four overall, I think the question, or I think that sort of changes the equation a little bit. And also, left tackle to left guard, I mean, just look at what these guys get paid is pretty significant. So if he does it for a year, no, I don't like that idea.
No, and I think already that's people telling you he's probably a guard and they're just trying to defend the pick.
Well, and the people that were happy about the pick, like Twitter responses yesterday, which are, you take them with a grain of salt, but a lot of them were pretty negative. The ones that did like the pick were like, you got your left tackle for the next decade. If that's true,
you made then a great
you're right.
Pick.
Yeah. Then you're 100% right, and I would agree with you. Even if he's Nate Solder, who would never get confused with Jonathan Ogden or Orlando Pace, but if he's Nate Solder, good. In this
good
draft,
pick.
Good pick.
Right.
You hit it.
Might not be a great pick, but it was a need. It was a bad draft. I agree with you.
Yeah.
If you get Nate Solder, he's a starter for 10 years. He's probably not a Pro Bowler, but he's a good, solid left tackle, then this is a good pick. If he has to kick inside to guard, even if he's a high-level guard.
No, I don't want that.
Then that's a problem for me. One thing I do like, and I'll give Will Campbell this, and I wonder if the Patriots, I'm going to say, fell for it, quote-unquote. That makes it sound like he's, you know, duping them or something. But I wonder if the Patriots fell in love with his attitude, the way he carries himself, and the idea of Will Campbell more so than the actual prospect. But here's what Will Campbell had to say about his play style.
If you were to describe your playing style to the New England fan base, how would you describe it?
Nasty. You know, I'm going to go out there and give everything I have every single play to, you know, protect my teammates, protect my quarterback, and just put the, you know, the Patriots in the best position possible to, you know, help win games on Sundays.
Okay.
No, he says all the right stuff.
That I like. I like him saying it's BS that my arms are short. Like, he should believe it's BS. Like,
right.
So I do like the way he carries himself. I like the edge. How's your play style?
Nasty.
It's nasty.
Nasty. It's so nasty.
We're saving that as a drop.
It's so nasty.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
It's nasty.
So I do like that.
Oh, I love Mr. Nasty. Guys, sign me up. No, he said
you were a fan of the Nasty Boys. That was you were a fan.
Love
of the Nasty Boys.
Yeah,
who wasn't?
But he had a lot of good comments. Remember, he was like, you know, you give up one sack a game, then like you're not going to be in the pros. You get one sack a game, you're a first round pick. Like he had these good.
Like, you give up one sack a game, you're working at Amazon.
Right. But you get one sack a game, and now you're like a top 10 pick. So
he's
had great quotes all along,
that.
But like those quotes aren't
nasty.
Nasty. They're not as cool if you're a guard. Because you know what? I remember. Did Cole Strange, he had something when he got drafted. It was like, he doesn't wear gloves or sleeves or like whatever. Remember, there was some cool thing about him, too.
Like tape his fingers
okay.
or whatever.
I don't remember, but I'm sure there was something stupid.
It was
like
something
that.
Like that that we all talked ourselves into. We're like, oh, this guy. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But even then, I was like, I don't know about a guard from Chattanooga, but whatever. Like, so you can say all the right things, but as soon as you get bullied by somebody in the NFL or the team makes the adjustment that you have to play guard now, like, well, then that changes everything. No, these quotes aren't nearly as exciting.
Yeah. Look, now, how do I feel about the draft pick in a word?
Nasty.
It's not my favorite draft pick.
Don't use his own words against him.
It's not mine. Should we change it from hate it or love it to
nasty?
Nasty.
The nasty scale.
So it was not my favorite pick personally. You were always kind of on board with it, Keith.
I am.
But you're not in love with it.
No, I know. I was starting to talk myself into some of the other guys that were in the draft. As the text line points out, size doesn't matter if you're nasty.
Nasty.
I mean, I do like that.
You got to make up for it somehow.
It's not all negatives with him. There are some check marks there. I mean,
he's pretty nasty.
When it comes down to it, he's nasty.
So is that a top tier drop or a bottom tier drop?
Good point. That's absolutely a tier drop.
Both.
Yeah.
Really confusing for Tier Tuesday. It's the top tier and the bottom tier.
And it's just only two tiers.
Yeah.
I like it.
Nasty.
617-779-7937. Will Campbell, your newest Patriot. What do you think? How do you feel about it? Do you love it or do you hate it? A good show poll today by the Greg Hill Show. Most of you, shockingly, now the Patriots have actually drafted Will Campbell, have talked yourselves into it. We have more thoughts on, well, his lack of arm length, his lack of reach. We'll get into Mike Vrabel and whether or not he's done enough to fix these roster issues. Plus, we got a Friday four-pack of questions for you at 11:30. It's a top five Friday. We'll give you our top five remaining choices on the board for the Patriots at pick number 38 and all your phone calls right after trending with Bridget.